5 years ago, I was on a sabbatical and I returned to the medical university where I studied. I saw real patients and I wore the white coat the first time in 17 years. In fact, since I became a management consultant. There are two things that surprised me during the month I spent. The first one was that the common theme in the discussions we had were hospital budgets and cost cutting. And the second thing, which really bothered me actually, was that several of the colleagues I met, former friends from medical school, who I knew to be some of the smartest, most motivated, engaged, and passionate people I'd ever met, many of them had turned cynical, disengaged, or had distanced themselves from hospital management. So with this focus on cost cutting, I asked myself, are we forgetting the patient? Many countries that you represent and where I come from struggle with the cost of healthcare. It's a big part of the national budgets, and many different reforms aim at holding back this growth. In some countries, we have long waiting times for patients for surgery. In other countries, new drugs are not being reimbursed, and therefore don't reach patients. In several countries, doctors and nurses are the targets to some extent for the governments. After all, the costly decisions in healthcare are taken by doctors and nurses. You choose an expensive lab test, you choose to operate an old and frail patient. So by limiting the degrees of freedom of physicians, this is a way to hold costs down. And ultimately, some physicians will say today that they don't have the full liberty to make the choice that they think are right for their patients.